the 167th day of the Ukrainian nation's heroic resistance to the Russian military invasion has begun. According to the information of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, the situation in Volyn and Polisia directions has not changed significantly. The units of the Armed Forces of the Republic of Belarus continue to strengthen the protection of the section of Belarus-Ukraine border in Brest and Gomel regions. There is still a threat of the enemy missile and airstrikes from the territory and airspace of the Republic of Belarus. In Siversky direction, the enemy continues to hold separate units of the Western Military District troops in the border areas of Bryansk and Kursk regions to restrain the maneuver of the Ukrainian troops and prevent them from being redeployed to other directions. The enemy shelled the Ukrainian positions with tube and rocket artillery in the areas of Katerinivka, Saradina Buda and Mezhinivka villages of Sumy region, conducted aerial reconnaissance near Hai and Shalihine. In Slobozhansky direction, the enemy conducts combat operations to hold previously occupied lines and prevent the offensive of Ukrainian soldiers. In Kharkiv direction, the occupiers fired tanks, tube and rocket artillery in the areas of Sosnivka, Duvanka, Prudyanka, Dementyevka, Pytomnik, Ruska-Lozova, Cherkasky-Tishki, Petrivka, Byrak, Stary-Saltiv, Basilyevka, Korbachkin, Andrivka, Mylov, Chuhov and Chepel. In Slovyansk direction, the enemy shelled the areas of Brashkivka, Karnakivka, Sulihivka, Nova Dmitrivka, Protopopivka, Adamivka, Zaliman, Mazanivka, and Dalina with artillery. In Donetsk direction, the enemy launches offensive in Bakhmut and Avdiivka directions with the support of operational tactical and army aviation, trying to push the Ukrainian units back with artillery fire. The occupiers tried to carry out combat reconnaissance in the area of Ivano-Daryevka, Vesel, Yakovlivka, and Bakhmut. Ukrainian soldiers inflicted fire damage and forced the invaders to flee. The enemy went on offensive near Zaitseve and was forced to retreat. In Avdiivka direction, enemy strikes were recorded near Vodian, Pisky, Nevelsky, Novoselivka, Krasnohorivka, and Sukha Balka. The enemy launched airstrikes in the areas of Marinka, Krasnohorivka, Novoselivka, Avdiivka. The enemy went on the offensive near Krasnohorivka and Avdiivka but had no success and retreated. In Novopavlivsk and Zaporizhia directions, the areas of Volodymyrovka, Pavlivka, Orakiv, Shevchenko, Huliaypilsky, Novodenilivka, Stepnohursk, Olhivsky, Kamyansky, and Novosilka came under fire. Airstrikes were recorded near Velika Novosilka, Sherbaki, and Novosilka. The Ukrainian defenders neutralized reconnaissance groups in Velika Novosilka and Vremivka areas. The enemy conducts a defensive operation in southern Bu direction, actively uses army aviation. To restrain the Ukrainian troops, the invaders opened artillery fire on Pribuska, Posad Pokrovsky, Luperiv, Ukrainka, Luch, Murn, Blahodotne, Novorossiyska, Shirok, Partizansky, Plotnitsky, Bilohirka, Osikorivka, and Nyazivka. The Russians launched airstrikes near Bila Krinitsia, Andrivka, Osikorivka, and Olyn. The enemy conducted aerial reconnaissance with drones near Bilohirka, Murakivka, Novoalexandrivka, Shevchenkov, and Mykolaivka. Two caliber sea-launched cruise missile carriers are on alert in the Black Sea. The enemy's aviation group conducts systematic combat operations to back the actions of ground groups. Efforts are focused on hitting military facilities in Donetsk direction. Ukrainian aviation and missile and artillery units continue to fire successfully on the clusters of manpower, military equipment of the Russian occupiers, and ammunition depots. Suffering losses, the enemy's personnel refuse to go into battle in many directions and resort to sabotage. Natalia Tolib.